Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Appreciate it so much. Whatever little bit of time I can get from you, I appreciate it. You can also listen to our podcast at 991fmtalk.com if you miss any part of the show and you want to go back and see what you missed or hear what you missed. You can find them right there in our podcast. Also, while you're there, stop on over and answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the status of personal relationships and Facebook posts, you know, some of us are just a little too honest on Facebook, or maybe if you have false personas on Facebook, that should be made known. Should all of this be brought to the public's attention when candidates run for any elected office or run for re-election? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort and their decision to change their name after all these years? 98% of you said no. Keep it the way it is. So just as a note, too, on an upcoming guest, Bob Conrad, who wrote an extremely interesting article on Scott Kelly, who was running for re-election to the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. I mean, this is something that everybody should read, not just somebody who is in his district. This is something that everybody should read, because this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about with today's poll question. This is Reno.com. Bob Conrad, who wrote the article, will be joining us on Monday in the 11 o'clock hour. And then, on Friday in the 11 o'clock hour. And then hopefully we'll get some reaction also from Jeff Church, who is running for his seat, who is running against the incumbent Scott Kelly. So we'll get some response from him as well, because one of those fake personas on Facebook, wow, suspiciously seems like a knock at his competitor. All right, let's get back to the subject at hand, and that is to put a smile on everybody's face. With all of this BS going on and the cancel culture and people reporting businesses, I shouldn't even say people. I should just say person, because, unfortunately, it is people, because there are a lot more people out there who just want to stir the pot. They just want to report people and make themselves feel like they're doing something when they're not. So I found this, and here's a little song that you can just memorize and start singing all day long. Hit it!
You're annoyed, you're a big joke, screaming in the store, trying to be a good sheep all day. You got cloth on your face, want a mandate, spreading your fear all over the place. I'm saying, we will mock you. With a trust fund, dumb, dumb, crying in the street, gonna defund police someday. You got cloth on your face, it won't stop Mace. Watching you fail brings a smile to my face. We will mock you.
Me, man.
We will mock you. Biden, you're an old man, con man, bleeding with the herd, sniffing hair and groping kids all day. You got cloth on your face, sheltered in place. Now you want Kamala because of her race.
We will mock you.
Sheeple!
We will mock you.
Everybody,
we will mock you.
You know, I really would hope And I believe that Freddie Mercury would be so against masks and would just want people to be honest and know what's going on. He wasn't about being fake. I miss people like that. I miss non-fake people. The ones that just go along because they were told something and they don't do their research. They don't find out the facts for themselves. So, as we continue on, let's see what... Article 7, Nevada Constitution. Sean Meehan getting back to me. This is going to be a first for both of us because I don't know. Let's see. What are you telling me, Sean? The assembly shall have the sole power of impeaching. The concurrence of a majority of all the members elected shall be necessary to impeach. All impeachments shall be tried by the Senate. And when sitting for that purpose, senators shall be upon oath of... So Sisolak could be impeached by Article 7 of the Nevada Constitution, but there's no way he would be. Because you'd have to have all of the assembly agreeing on it. And who owns the assembly? The Democrats and Sisolak. Who owns the Senate? Who would have to vote on it? Governor Sisolak. And the Dems. That's why we have to turn the Senate and the Assembly red. Because right now it's giving us all the blues, so we have to turn it red. Great article from Chuck Muth. If you go into what he talks about on his site, he's always got great insight on what's going on. So he calls what's going on in the state right now the Daily S Show. You know, get it? S as in that's a four-letter word that should be inserted there. And he's got a really good article today on Assemblyman Richard Skip Daly, who is the Democrat in District 31, who shouldn't be the Democrat in District 31. It should be the Republican, Jill Dickman, who should have held her. You know, I'm sorry to do all these should have, you know, woulda, shoulda, could have, but she should still be in the assembly. Because Daly has this thing about, as Chuck Muth put it, he suffers from Jekyll and Hyde syndrome. So basically, he will tell you something to your face and then do something completely different when it comes to voting. He's a flip-flopper. He's a John Kerry. Remember flip-flop, flip-flop guy? In 2016, I ran and won on a platform that our district deserves, a representative who will work for everyone to put the interests of our state ahead of extreme partisanship and find real solutions to the problems and needs facing our state. Well, gosh, wouldn't you just vote for somebody who says that? Yeah, he said it, but he's not living up to it. And you can see it all in or at citizenoutreach.org or NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Because this is something that is not acceptable. Is not acceptable. If you say something, you'd better follow through, or you won't be in politics anymore. Because we will keep calling you out on it and keep pointing it out every single day. I got into a little discussion. It's hard to be animated when you're going back and forth on emails. But a dear, sweet man that I respect said he would save a seat for me today at the Republican National Headquarters over on Keystone for Dean Heller's speech. And I told him, don't bother. I don't support people who say one thing and do another. And the only way that we can rid the climate of these people is if we stand by what we say. Honesty. Where are the honest politicians? I'm tired of people doing one thing, going against the will of the public, and then wanting to come back into office. Oh, we've even got somebody in the assembly trying to do that. We keep saying, dump them all. Yet we keep listening to and supporting the same old, same old. Dean Heller's a nice guy. He's got a beautiful family. I love his wife. She is just amazing. But you know what? That doesn't mean that I support him in politics. I'm sure he loves the state of Nevada. He grew up here. But that also doesn't mean that you are going to vote for conservative Republicans and be a fiscal conservative and what Nevada needs. Of course, I'm really in no place to say what Nevada needs, but you have to prove yourself. And I'm proving myself, and I'm standing by it. I'm not going to go listen to somebody speak who I don't necessarily disagree with what they're saying, but I disagree with what they've done in the past. Again, rewriting history. You can't rewrite the way that you vote. It's the same thing with Skip Daly here. So please, District 31, find out more about Jill Dickman. She does what she says. And she stands by what she says. We need more people like that. Take the slings and arrows. But do what you say you're going to do, because you know what? It doesn't matter what side you're on. As soon as you become an elected official, you're going to get the slings and arrows. The problem is if you bow down to those slings and arrows, then you lose your integrity. And you lose the trust and support of those people who put you where you are. Because the slings and arrows, the BS, the garbage being thrown at you, yeah, those people didn't vote for you in the first place. So why would you lower yourself? Know who you are voting for. Doesn't matter what office it is. Doesn't matter if it's a school district, board of supervisors. It doesn't matter if it's a trustee, a regent, an assembly person, a senator, a judge, an attorney. Do your research. Do your research. It's quickly approaching. Vote 2020. And just as a reminder, early voting starts on October 17th, and you can vote in person, and there will be multiple locations. Don't get caught up in all the mail-in BS. We know we're going to have to fight that. But if you just vote in person and vote early, you don't have to worry about it. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Ah, what a day. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. You make the best of it. Live your best life today. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're talking about it again. Talking about it again. Wow. So the library in Douglas County met last night, the Library Board of Trustees. And this is all just making it worse. So this was sent to me. This library bunch is making things worse for our county. They continue to endorse Black Lives Matter, a declared Marxist communist group. Now they want an investigation that could cost in excess of $50,000 or who knows. And they want to use taxpayer money. Amy Dodson, the library director who got this whole issue started, to cover her butt behind, along with the board, invited a Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford to speak at the board meeting last night. Why on earth? Well, because A.G. Ford supports Black Lives Matter. And he said so. You can watch it in the beginning of the video. Now, see, all government employees are required to refrain from getting political. But they have all declared their support for BLM. So now it's open season to talk about. One of the board members was so freaked out, Foley, that she resigned during the meeting. And supposedly, that I'm receiving in this email, she was actually the one who suggested inviting Ford. It doesn't matter what county you live in, because I'm pretty sure this is going to be moving into into all of the counties, because we can't seem to get away from it. Because BLM, because of the death of George Floyd, pseudo at the hands of a police officer, and I'm going to say pseudo because the medical examiner just came back and said, well, he died of a fentanyl overdose. Interesting. So maybe that's why the officer felt that he could continue kneeling there, because the man was already dead and he knew it. I don't know. You'd think if somebody had died, you'd roll them over and give them CPR. Either way, nobody in this world agreed with his actions. It's just, yet it was the spark. And that's all they were waiting for. It was the spark that set off once again BLM, Black Lives Matter, or Black Lies Matter, to take this all on. So once again, guess who's coming back to Carson City? Yes, and not just Carson City on Saturday, but also Douglas County. Yes, Douglas County, you will be paid a visit once again from Black Lives Matter. Let's see. Do what you can. Come out and support the sheriff, Sheriff Coverly, against all this nonsense. Because the people who are coming out and protesting and causing all this garbage don't even know what they're protesting about. Don't even know who they're protesting with. Because they don't believe it's a political action committee or it's a political group at all. It's a social group. No, they are politically motivated. They want anarchy. They want no police. They want community policing, which will not be good for them. Because if I have to police my own community, let me tell you, it's going to be the safest place in this state. That's not good for them. So just getting word now. Thank you for the text. Yes, and now South Lake Tahoe BLM is coming to Douglas this weekend. And I'm sure they'll be bringing in Chico and Sacramento and, you know, flying them in and bussing them in. So, stand for what you believe in this weekend, Saturday, whether it's in Carson City, whether it's in Douglas and Minden there. Come out and show your support for law and order, for America, because we will not accept these communist ways and views. And we'll be back with the proof of it, because BLM has inserted itself into the school district, into the education system. It's not just the libraries. We're even going to hear a little something from the former majority leader, Mr. Daley, Senator Daley, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Log on to our poll question today at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the status of personal relationships and Facebook posts, even those that are under assumed names, should they be brought in to the public's or brought to the public's attention for candidates running for any elected office? Any elected office. Okay, school, clerks, it doesn't matter. Just any of them. Dog catcher. Do we elect dog catchers? I don't think we do that. 991fmtalk.com. Want to know your opinion. Yesterday, do you agree with Squaw Valley Ski Resort's decision to change their name? 98% of those participating said no. So let's go to the phone lines as we get started talking about our visits from BLM this weekend. It's going to be all over the place. They're going to be in Carson City. They're going to be in Minden. And the organizers who are doing this, remember, are local. There's a local chapter of BLM. There's a local chapter of BLM in Reno, in Carson City, South Lake Tahoe. And honestly, you just want to shake your head and you want to shake them and say, do you even know what BLM is about? Because it's not about Black lives. So these organizers, to me, are no better than the anarchists of Antifa. Because they don't know what this organization is about. And I would say most of the time, if you look at the organizers, they're white. they don't even have enough black support from the black community to do their own protests. You will see 90% of those who are participating in the protests, who are participating in the anarchy, unless you are in the heart of downtown Chicago, are white 20-somethings that have gotten a useless education from the university system that is strictly communism and Marxism. Because they don't know history. They don't know what this is all about. And when they can get someone to speak, they talk about those days. Well, those days are no longer here. I choose to live in the now. I will never pay reparations because I've never owned a slave. Well, actually, my husband might disagree, but that's a personal matter. You know, I even had to face the facts that not only are my dogs Democrats, that I have to take care of them, I found out one of them over the past 2 days has become a Marxist. Because I give everybody the same amount of treats in the morning, yet Dixie goes and puts her treat down and comes back for another one. And then starts looking at the other dogs to see if they've dropped their treats so she can get them as well. So she not only wants hers, she wants to take from others. I have failed. I have failed as a pet parent. But let's get back to the BLM and these protests that we're going to see this weekend. So let's check in with Steve. Steve, thanks for calling the show this morning. Do you have any information on what's going to be happening this weekend?
You know, this BLM guy out of South Lake, this morning I found out that he did a little time in El Dorado County Jail for spousal abuse. So he's pretty active in the social media groups of South Lake Tahoe. He's a lift operator that worked at the ski resorts over the weekend. Of course, you know, the ski resort shut down.
That's why we have participation in any of the protests and the riots you see going on around the country is because these people are literally being paid to do it.
And he kind of, you know, he's a wild one. He kind of looks at the social activity. Come out, let's have DJs. Let's talk about the injustice. And then I see yesterday he was in Minden with a group, and he was y'all, you know, we need to stand up and blah blah blah. Minden. So now he's crossing state lines, and so it's even funnier because he is allegedly running for city council in South Lake Tahoe, and that council's already pretty messed up. So it's just like one more card.
Yeah.
In the deck, you know, because you got a pot retailer, you're going to have him now, you have just a lot of wackos over there running that city. So, yeah, that was my 2 cents. So he's kind of wild card.
And don't point out their wackos because we'll have to start pointing out our wackos that, you know, that we know. So that's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. Or can we even use that anymore? Can we use that analogy anymore? Okay.
No, that's racist. Racist, you can't do that anymore. So
that's.
But also, I started a little movement in Douglas County. Mask free Sundays. We started a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I like that
movement. I feel like, you know, the governor's treated us like high school kids. What do we do in high school? I went to a Catholic school, so in order for us to wear jeans, we had to petition and we had to, you know, fight for our rights. And so I think that's a great way. Mask-free Sunday. You can be taken many ways. Maybe you just hang out in your house without a mask on because you wear one 40 hours a week. Maybe you're like me and refuse to ever wear one. So I believe let's take it back to grade school, high school, student councils, and take our state back.
Because they really are just acting like brats. I mean, Sisolak needs a timeout big time. So, Steve,
yes, he does.
Thanks for calling the show today. Appreciate your time. Who would have ever thought that this is where we are going to be today? When prominent, and I'm just going to say black because they're not Africans Americans, they're Americans. When the majority of black Americans are living their lives to the fullest, they know they can achieve anything, do anything, just like Asians, just like white Caucasians, just like Hispanics. It doesn't matter. This is the freest country in the world. And yet they have to dredge up the past to try to get sympathy. And it's not even them. It's millennials. It's white, angry millennials. Universities have corrupted this entire country. And now they're in the elementary system. And the reason I say that is because more and more people are finding out because of homeschooling, or not homeschooling, because of at home, you know, online schooling, that's still through the education system, what they're being taught. They're reading the actual lesson plans, and they're finding out that kids are being taught that from birth, white kids, white people, white adults are racist. You learn racist. You learn racism. You learn oppression. You learn values and morals. You are not born with them. People are not privileged. Well, a few people are privileged, because they can say they're victims, and then they get all kinds of stuff. They get all kinds of expensive things and don't have to pay the bills because taxpayers are doing that. Let's go to the talking text lines. Check in with Cowboy Barbie this morning. Cowboy, are you going to be down in Carson City on Saturday?
I'm going to deploy both my good, my bad, and my ugly side of multiple personalities to appear trying Carson and Douglas somehow. With the assistance of all of our fellow patriotic flag wavers and Americans who realize this time of national crisis, urge you to attend one or the other. The Douglas County thing last time it held was the biggest parade day since our canceled July 4th. We need that in Carson City. And,
that was beautiful. That really was.
Thank you, miss. Everybody come out and wave their flag. And this is a national crisis moment for our country. As I know, Monica, you understand better than anybody because I listen to your show. So may God bless us all. Deploy your multiple personalities. Come out, wave the flag. Be an American wherever you do it this weekend. Loud and
yeah.
clear.
I think I'm gonna start in Carson, and then I'm just going to keep heading on down to Minden, because they go on for enough hours that you can hit both of them. So, Cowboy Barbie, I hope I see you on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure I will. But this is what you have to do now. You have to stand up. You have to make your voice heard. And that means right now just showing up at these rallies, protests, whatever they're going to say that it is. We have to be there to protect our communities, to make sure that they do not at any time turn into riots. We do it peacefully, we do it in mass, and we protect ourselves and our community from this total messed up Marxism that these kids have been fed. And I say kids because anybody under the age of 30 to me now is a kid. So let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. What's your question?
Where does everybody meet when they go down to Douglas County?
Well, when they go to Douglas County, they usually meet at the sheriff's office right there in Minden, and they do it really well. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department does it spot on. They've got a place for BLM protesters. They've got a place for supporting law enforcement ralliers. We'll name them that.
So now, so you've said two things, though. You've said Douglas County, and then you've said Carson City. Are they going to be in both areas?
They're going to be in both areas. So they
They're
will be
have that
in...
many people. I got to see that to believe it.
Yeah. They'll have their smattering. But when we bring out our forces, they will understand that our voice is louder than theirs. And that's
what
we
I
need.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to AutoZone or O'Reilly and see if they have something where I can write on my truck. I have an old truck I call the Beast. And I think I'm going to write on the side of both sides of it, Antifa Thumper. That would be nice to put on the side of my truck, as long as it washes off.
I think they do have some washable markers, because you see, you know, all of that for the kids that are graduating and stuff like that. But if they don't, all you have to do is take that blue tape and you can write it out with the blue tape, or hey, make a sign just like a few others have done.
Not a bad idea, Monica. That's why I listen to you. You got such great ideas.
Hey, I'm a crafter. What can I say? Mark, I hope I see you on Saturday in either location. You take care of yourself and protect yourself. This is it. This is the time for you to stand up. Because these people do not understand what even the thought of defunding the police, what that would create, what kind of community, what kind of safety that would create. They want counselors and social workers to go to domestic violence calls. You know what one of the top fears for law enforcement? What one of the top calls is that they are really uncomfortable with is domestic violence calls, because they end very badly. Do your research. You will see, first off, how BLM is destroying this country, being paid for by George Soros. And hopefully we'll hear even more about that as we may see more, more things come out of the courts that say, no, you can't do that. I can't wait for that day. God bless you. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for the time that I've had with you today, every weekday from 10 until noon. We've got some great guests coming up to tomorrow, Robert Fellner. He's going to be talking about how the courts have actually let Nevada down, the Nevada Supreme Court, how they have let all Nevadans down. We'll be speaking with him from NPRI, Nevada Research Policy Institute. Also, Nevada Policy Research Institute, yeah. And then, well, we're just going to have to keep hitting on the subject of what's happening this weekend. You may not have heard, or you may have heard, that a 72-year-old veteran was pushed by a member of Antifa. Imagine that, a little skinny white guy. Well, the veteran pushed back. You don't push veterans. We've had veterans knocked out of wheelchairs. We've had them pushed down. We've had them hurt. We don't do that here. We fight back. Saturday in Carson City. Love to see Truckers for Trump out there. So, truckers, any type of truck you have, you can fly your flag. Anybody that wants to come out on Saturday, there's always somebody there to share your enthusiasm to protect and love this country. In Minden, it's going to be on Saturday at the Sheriff's Department. Buckeye Street in Minden. Be ready for another one of those big encounters. They had an encounter there on Wednesday, and it's just amazing looking at this picture and having video proof of statistics. One black person out of six, the others all white. Maybe not even 20-something, because they don't know history, and they have been brainwashed. Let's teach them a little history and a little truth. Love you. Have a great day. Mwah.